Hello and welcome to the Innovation Room. My name is Daniel Guajardo, and alongside me today is Tori Hallman as our co-host or new co-host to the show. And today we have a very special guest for you and a very special topic. We're going to be talking about trade organizations. They're often a commonplace in many industries, and they just offer opportunities for us to connect with one another, to learn, and to build a community. So let's just get into it today. And I want to introduce our guest today. His name is Bill Yannicke. He is the CEO of Connex FM, and Connex FM is the authority on retail and multi-site facilities management. It's the leading membership organization for FMs and supplier professionals. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Awesome, Dan, Tori. Thank you so much for the invitation. Love to talk with you about Connex FM, and great to be part of your show. And I can say from the association viewpoint, we're so excited that companies like yours are taking the plunge into podcasting. That is so neat. And thanks again. I look forward to the visit today.
Yeah, great. Thanks for the compliment there. Is there anything you want to tell us about yourself, a little bit of background to help the audience get to know you before we get into the conversation?
Yeah, you gave a little bit of it. So I'm kind of used to being the new guy around here, not so much anymore. I took over in like September of 2016. So I'm about 5 or so years into this, back when we were Prism and became Connex, and now we're Connex FM. And so been the CEO of Connex FM for that long. Before that, did some association work in the commercial glass industry and then in real estate. I'm a recovering lawyer, I tell people. That's how I got into business. So, and you know, so their last 20 or so years, I've been advocating as part of a trade association or a CEO, executive vice president of. So your topic today is one that I certainly believe in, and I'd love to talk about trade organizations. Great to be here. And I know from your company and even at Connex FM, we're so happy to be turning the corner in next year as we'll talk about what's going on with our association and the FM. I think it's all going to get a little bit more back to normal. We're already seeing the energy with our members. And so such a relief, huh, after what we've been through to get some positive vibes.
Yeah, and it's contagious too. See the positive energy move around pretty quickly here. So let's get into our first topic, which is networking. And we're going to be discussing the benefits of joining a trade organization if you're not a part of one, or maybe if you are a part of one, joining multiple trade organizations is good as well. So what kind of networking opportunities does Connex offer its membership?
Yeah, and I can talk about both too, even. And we have other trade organizations in the FM space, and I encourage everyone to look at them. And as I mentioned during my intro, I've done this for a number of years, so I've seen the positive aspects that people can get. And so I'd split down, when you talk about what trade organizations can give you, I would talk on your personal level, because everyone has a career they want to forward, right? Mm-hmm. And then if you're part of a company, obviously, or an organization, you want that company organization to succeed too. On a personal level, I just don't see any other or any more efficient way to kind of, you look at the LinkedIn dynamic. Well, we're sort of the LinkedIn in person, right? And it takes that to a whole new level. And everyone can connect to a certain degree online and virtually and emails, but at a trade organization and what we offer in person and virtually, you can get to know and expand your personal network. And then certainly with your company, the geographical, a group like ours, we cover all of North America. Primarily, we have Canada and the United States. And you're not going to be able to network and get involved with companies across North America. You can't do it more efficiently. And by yourself anymore, you really can't do that. And even a nod toward, you know, post-pandemic operations, we're hearing from our members, and you are probably experiencing this, getting individual client networking and interviews is tougher than ever. And where it's better and easier if you come to a place like ours. So, and Connex FM, a lot of what we do is in-person and events. And then you have the other piece, the professional development and the education and resources. And certainly that can help you become a better FM, better sign company, whatever you are. You can benchmark yourself against your peers. You can benchmark your career against people who are in the same career as you. Look at your, you got to look at your competitors, get to know your competitors, get to know who you can align with. So you get all that at Connex FM or really any trade organization. That's why they were started. And I do think that membership in trade organizations at times is easier or harder when people think they can go out and do it on their own. I think now that we're in this current economic climate, that being able to connect with fellow companies or fellow individuals is so important, and connecting in person is something you can get at only at a trade organization at the scale that we offer.
Yeah, I agree for sure.
Absolutely.
I think we're starting to see people move away from the hierarchy of the company as well and become more of a flat organization, to where we see more teams working with other teams, breaking down silos within your own companies. And this just extends that to your industry, and it allows you to work as a team with your team, with, you know, without the entire industry. Who can't benefit from that? So the networking opportunities at a trade organization, sense of personally speaking, I have found to be amazing. And I guess, priceless, really. That some of the information I've learned, or some of the people I've met, they couldn't put a price on it. So I think this is great to go over the networking stuff, and we can go ahead and hop into our next piece of the trade organization benefits here. So Bill, have you seen any examples of how a trade organization positively impacts the industry?
Yeah, well, I'll kind of talk about three buckets. On the individual side, I'll say that we hear stories, and plenty of stories, of young professionals like you all who are able to network, whether it's their current job or future job. And what you often see too is in the FM space, it's a small world, right? So you're going to meet someone now, maybe in your current job, maybe two jobs down the line, that person can really set you up in your career. A couple other examples. Now, Connects FM does advocacy to a certain degree when we talk about energy issues. We don't necessarily lobby, but industries being part of trade organizations can really change the world when they band together. And even the largest companies in the world, we can all put them in mind what they are, they can't do things by themselves, because it will be, oh, that's such and such company issue, and not the industry as a whole. And you'll see, and it's something that Connects FM is involved in, we talk about like sustainability or resiliency. Whenever we approach, whether it's a regulator or a governmental entity, or even other trade orgs, organizations that, or I guess entities that regulate an industry, want to see the organization as a whole come in. They don't want to see one big company or a couple disparate. They want everyone. And then the last piece is, and this is related to Connects, is almost every organization will have a philanthropic mission of some sort. And we have our foundation, other organizations have their charities. And that gets back to, again, can you really go and impact something by yourself? I guess you could go build a home by yourself. You can't really do it, right? But if you're part of a trade association, especially like the Connects Foundation, you can come to our events, get involved, and really impact that, make the world a better place. Really neat way to give back and use your skills. You know, we do signage, we do painting, we do pavement, and some of the very basic things that charitable organizations desperately need, and we can deliver that. So, you know, on the one hand, then I guess I'd finish up, you can help your network. Everybody wants to do better in business, but then you can also do better and do better in the world, and get that fulfilled meaning out of your career as well.
Yeah. Awesome. That reminds me of a phrase I read somewhere, but the diversity of thought is the catalyst for genius. So the more people we have coming together, better ideas, the more problems we're going to solve. All right. Yeah, no, that's great stuff.
So, right, we've just talked about the networking piece of things, and now we want to transition into taking a look at what trade organizations can do as far as what do people know about the industry? How do we learn more about the industries that we're involved in? So specifically with Connects FM, right, what do the professionals, young professionals, and some of our older folks, part of these groups, what do they all get when they come to trade shows, to these events? So Bill, why do you think it's important to communicate with some experienced industry professionals when you're at trade shows and all about, you know, gaining some insight into your field? How do you do that, and why is it important?
Well, and you bring up a great point too, because, and we get into this at Connects FM, we are so focused on our big trade show and our national, and that's true. Right. You know, the booth operations, the exhibition, getting new business, all the things is so important. But taking that networking like to the next step, where you are mingling with fellow professionals and learning from them, is so important. And we do that at Connects FM. So you go to a show like ours, there will always be a professional development education session. So you get it there. You certainly get it from the main stage, where hopefully we're bringing in content that will help you be better. But much like we talked about when we're talking about networking, just being around people who've done it, you know, it's facility management, there isn't a whole lot of new ideas out there. Yeah, we're digitally transformed, we do all that, but I can guarantee you come to a Connects FM event, someone who's been around for 10, 20 years, they've seen it. We've had the economy has been up, the economy's been down, and we've even heard it You know, I host a daily grind. We have people come on, and it's amazing and interesting and maybe comforting to hear people talk about, well, in 08, 09, we faced a very similar set of circumstances. Yeah, this was a little bit unique, but you don't get that if you're by yourself, right? Or in your own company, North American Science has a conference room and 10 of you around table. Yeah, you get some diversity experience. You come to Connects FM with a couple thousand of your best friends. That's where you're going to hear it. And even as we come out of this, our events next year, I'm sure the lessons learned from what we've just been through are going to be just invaluable, and you'll get those from being in a trade organization, whether it's Connects FM or any others. I'm a little partial towards ours, but you get that across the board.
For sure. And I think there's the elements of we're going to share some expertise, right? And we're all going to grow together. But then also, particularly for, this past year and then coming into next year, right? We kind of all just need to be like, that was really hard, right? There's this element of lamenting what we went through, right? As individuals, as organizations. And so I think that will be really important going into the next trade show season.
Yeah, I mean, and I run into it because as someone who runs a trade association, I'm a member of an association of people who do my job. And I can tell you, it is so heartening and relieving to come and talk to my peers, because they're all going through the same challenges, right? You just don't get that. Right. And you all run into it in your portion of FM too. It's just, it helps you, and it'll give you advice, be a listening board, all those things you're going to get from getting with your peers and being out in the industry. Yep.
Right. So speaking of your own personal experience, Bill, do you feel like there's knowledge maybe from that trade organization you just mentioned that you're a part of, an experience that maybe you've had that you feel like really just kind of enriched your professional experience?
Yeah, well, there's two kind of areas, and one was personal. I mentioned earlier, I'm a recovering lawyer, member of Bar Association. We do continuing legal education, work with each other. But in a previous life, I also worked in, I ran what was called an association management company. And it's a group that manages various associations. But what I found most valuable was the benchmarking that organization did. Mm-hmm. Connects FM does it, and we even see it. The largest companies in the world come to Connects FM, they want to benchmark themselves against their peers. And what you can get in a trade organization is a pretty unbiased benchmarking, I guess. You know, you couldn't go to your competitor, call them up, say, hey, let's compare, you know, what we're investing per square foot. You aren't going to get that, but we have platforms that Connects FM to do that. You can translate that, like I said, either at the individual level or at the company level, but that benchmarking is so valuable. And we see it from, again, some of the biggest companies in the world who you would think have all the resources at hand, but they can't necessarily call their competitors and talk to them, but they have to do it within an organization. And we do it with antitrust in mind and all those protections that they can get that very valuable information.
Right. It all comes back, though, to that relationship part of it, right? You have to build the relationship as an organization, as the individual, right? It's the handshake that you get in person that allows you to do all these things.
Well, right? and I was going to mention, too, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because the other piece of working in or being part of a trade organization is that long-term relationship. The companies that do come to Connects FM or others that aren't successful come in and think it's a very quick hit situation where they're going to come to one show and who knows, maybe their business will take off. I haven't seen that. You build those relationships over time, and you also build your reputation. You get to know people on a personal level. They may not do business with you in the next year or 3 years, but then eventually you're with them. And it is, you can't, in a previous life, I even did some lobbying, and they used to say the worst thing you could do is the first time you meet someone is ask them for their vote. That just doesn't work. It's the same thing of asking someone for their business. They got to get to know you. They want to see what you're like outside of business. They want to trust you. And you can build that over time by attending groups like ours and our events and getting involved, even at the committee level. If you serve with someone on a committee for a couple of years, you're going to get to know whether he or she is a person you might want to do business with or not. And that's a real vetting process that happens.
Absolutely. And Dan, I mean, how many of the guests on this podcast have been people that you've met at trade shows, right? So you're seeing all of these connections and relationships play out in real time right here on the Innovation Room.
Yeah, like 80% probably at least.
At least.
Yeah, at least through some organization or some sort of, you know, learning or class or whatnot. So I thought it was a little interesting there. You mentioned benchmarking. Not all insights come from the membership though, too. You guys gather these insights and then you make them available to the full membership. There's, if I'm not mistaken, a place on your website where you can go and find benchmarking reports and these different kinds of tools and things to go through. I don't know how utilized that is, but I figured it'd be worth mentioning for those that might not know it's there. I read the report when it comes out, but I don't too often go check back to know how often that's updated.
Yeah, and if you participate, you can get access to the report. If you don't participate, you can purchase a report. Of course, we would love more people to participate. And at times, getting enough people to participate to have that statistically valid data can be a little bit of a challenge. So check that out. We have a, as I mentioned, we have a platform. It's anonymous. They make sure you can't identify individual companies. It's safe. There's, you're going to be able to get that information. Yep.
Yeah. Sounds like a great opportunity. Free benchmarking reports just for providing information anonymously.
That's it. Yeah. Sign up.
Yeah. So being a part of a trade organization also opens doors for lots of professional development, different areas, different communities, different committees that we mentioned a little bit of some of this earlier. Professional development to me is extremely important. And I think more and more younger people are realizing the importance and value of their own education after school and their own professional development. It's great to have somebody to guide you though, because there's so much out there that you don't really know what to do all the time. So Bill, you want to talk a little bit about the professional development that Connects has offered through their different committees and organizations?
Yeah, and you bring up an important point about communities even within Connects FM, and we are very cognizant of that. And for example, we have a Young Professionals Committee, Women in Action Committee, Diversity DEI, Diversity Equity and Inclusion Committee. We have a Technology Council. So if there's a subset, a community within Connects FM that you have an interest in, we probably have a subgroup that serves that. And if they don't, talk to me and we'll do it, because we find that's of real value. So if you're an FM in the technology space, that technology council is going to cater to, you know, you get the big overarching Connects FM benefits, but then you get to build the community within the technology council. And like our young professionals, they're definitely a high energy group, a little different outlook than different parts of our, and they can do their own thing to a certain degree, have their own sub events, right? Have their own happy hours and all those things. I guess they call them power hours now, right? They are called happy hours. It's good stuff. But we love that energy and we love to bring that in. I mean, as I mentioned, during the pandemic, we had some time to take a step back, look at our organization. That's when we formed the Healthcare Council, Food and Beverage Council, Technology Council, and then reorganize. We have a Canadian council. We've always had a Canada committee, but of course our Canadian members are part of our North American family, but they also have their own specific needs and events as well. And then as we talked about with the various committees, it's a great way to put your foot in. And then ultimately the most involved you can get at Connects FM is to be a board candidate. And we look at our councils and committees and the people who are most involved. It's not an exact prerequisite that you have to go from committee to board, but that's where most of our candidates come through, a council or a committee. You learn how to lead at that level, and then eventually, hopefully, you have an interest in bettering Connects FM as all, and it's a very rewarding way to serve the FM industry.
I would agree, as a part of a committee and someone who repeatedly applies to the board. So
yeah.
I think it's great. So the difference between your organization that I see personally with the other organizations I'm a part of is you've kind of formulated or cultivated a culture that I don't know if you purposely did or if it happened because the membership is so great, but I'm just going to say you guys purposely did this. Everything worked out great, but it promotes serve, share, and care. And it co-elevates all the people of the membership to be able to have rich collaborations in these subcommittees and then mutually grow and develop as a full membership. And it's something that you cannot find places, and it doesn't happen accidentally. So I think all the work you guys have done is great. It has helped me, but I guess my last thing about professional development, like in your experience or any professional development things maybe you've taken a part of, what's the advantage of this education and training when it's offered by a specific trade organization compared to just trying to find it on your own?
Yeah, well, of course, it's harder to find it on your own. And I would say too, I mean, the FM industry is getting more technologically complicated. Everything is moving at light speed, right? And this is even the challenge that colleges are running into, because you get a 4-year degree, and by the time you graduate, who knows what is still relevant. you have to be doing continuing education in your field or you are going to be behind. So either you want to do better in your job or you want to get a new job, you better be doing the self-training. And yes, you can do it to a certain degree by Google and YouTube on your own, but you come to a Connects FM, it's set up in, and we set it up in career tracks where people are at the beginning of their career, middle and more senior level. And so you can funnel in where you fit there too, see what your peers are learning. But I just think that's so important. And I tell my team, and that's a huge compliment. I really appreciate that. And I'll let them know about the culture we have at Connects FM. But I always tell them, I want to see our team improving themselves and seeking out other, maybe not other job opportunities per se, but who knows, they want to get better. But if I see someone not improving their career, no interest in professional development, then I kind of know what type of leader that person may or may not be, right? But if you see someone making themselves better, they serve members like you all better. It feeds on itself and it's so important. But to go back to, I've got a son in college and one about to go in college, and the colleges are feeling this and you see it in their pitch. My son is a junior in college. So just 3 years ago, the pitch has changed a little bit because they're trying to sell that they are up to date with what's happening in the marketplace. And it just isn't a stale degree. And a lot of these industry partnerships, they see it. We all see it. Again, if you're not improving and keeping up with technology or the latest trends in FM or in signage, you're getting behind. What do they say? You're either getting better or you're getting worse. You're not standing straight. And so hopefully you're getting better because that's where you need to be.
Yeah. Speaking to the college point, they used to tell you could take a job that wasn't in your field for a year or two to try to gain experience. And I think that's doesn't exist anymore. Like, you have to go directly into your field if you want to use anything you learned in college, or you're going to have that gap. And that's so hard to come back from. So yeah. I do appreciate the continued education because I do partake and enjoy quite a bit of it. Tori, do you have any questions you want to follow up with here to finish this out or anything else for them?
Well, Bill, I just want to say thank you so much for being on the show with us today. And I think, Bill, if you could give one reason why someone should join Connects FM, what would it be?
Well, and we started the show with this. Whenever I had a great chance to visit with the Young Professional Committee, I told them this: it is building your network. Your network is the most valuable thing you'll build in your career. And I think they asked me at the end, if there's one thing you'd tell yourself 20 years ago you wish you knew today, well, it was build that network even more, because that's your whole career. That's what it's all about. And there's no better avenue to do that than in a trade organization. You just can't build it on your own. LinkedIn's not enough. Social media is not enough. Some of your other clubs, you need to get in a trade organization in your industry or related to the industry you want to get in and begin building that network. And as we talked about earlier too, it takes time. We all see the person, if you try to do it and it's selfish and you don't give back and you're just there for, it doesn't work. You've got to invest in the community, invest the time, be on the committees, be the volunteer. And it pays off in the end. But you don't have to go in looking for that right away, but build that network. And that's where you would, Connects FM, we say we deliver a competitive advantage to our members in the FM industry. That's our overarching. And that competitive advantage, there's no bigger part to that than the network that you build and have in FM or whatever industry you're in.
Yeah, it's fulfilling on a personal level, a professional level, right? You're giving back in volunteer capacities. And so it's just all around a great thing to be a part of. Everyone should join. Right.
Yeah, definitely. And and as an aside too, we talked a little bit about COVID, and this is a mea culpa on my end. One of the things I missed most was, even in my groups, I got away from participating because it was all on Zoom and we weren't doing in-person things. And now that we're traveling again, I'm starting to get out again, get my legs under me. It feels so much better too. And I'm so glad. But if you've taken a pause, I'm speaking to myself here, then get off the tape and go and get back into stuff. Because now they're time, and everyone is so excited just to be back in person too. It's easier now because people want to meet. No one's worn out with networking in person, right? Everyone wants to do it. So great time to get back out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Well, like Tori mentioned, thank you so much, Bill, for stopping by and joining us on the show today. Thank you for all the information and your time. And everybody at home, please remember to check the links below. We'll have some information for Connect's different events and the upcoming event, or different opportunities that may be available. Please remember to like, share, and subscribe, and we will see you guys soon.
Thanks so much, Daniel. Tori, appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.